Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's you had a hell of a season, right? The Caps were red hot. Ovi's streak. Gretzky starts traveling around with you. It was really pretty special. The ending was kind of bittersweet, though. You know, let's face facts. They were outclassed by the Hurricanes in that series. How do you remember this past Caps season?
I'm going to remember a 50th anniversary season, and it's almost storybook in the way it happens, right? We're celebrating a 50th anniversary season from the get-go with the different eras, and I thought the organization did a brilliant, brilliant job of putting together a number of special events around the entire 50th celebration. And then you have a player challenging an all-time record and ultimately eclipsing an all-time record. And oh, by the way, a team that many thought was maybe on the edge of a playoff participant go out and run away with the Metro and win the Eastern Conference going away. I'm going to remember all that positive stuff. At the end, I would say the last month, last 6 weeks, you could tell that the group was slipping, especially offensively for me. They were nowhere near as productive as they were in October, November, December as they were down the stretch. And I think that winds up biting them, of course, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not sure the Capitals were very good against Montreal, and they were not good at all, in my opinion, approaching their game against Carolina. Was it to be expected? You know, I heard you and Locker talking in the last segment. The matchup is not friendly. Carolina is not a friendly matchup for Washington. And to me, Florida is just a bigger, badder Carolina.
Right.
So I think Washington went as far as it could with regard to a second-round appearance. Do I think the future is bright? Absolutely. And I heard you guys discussing some of the prospects, and we can go into it some more if you'd like. But, yeah, you're likely to do this in a year or two from now without the greatest goal scorer of all time. And, no, you don't have a bona fide, like Locker was speaking of, surefire 40-plus goal scorer. I don't think you have that in the mix right now. Maybe you go out and get that once money frees up. But I like where this team is headed. I love the coaching staff, top to bottom. And for Spencer to win the Coach of the Year, I thought it was extremely deserving. And I thought the NHL Broadcast Association got that one right. No disrespect to Scott Arneil in Winnipeg, nor anybody else who was considered. Spencer did a fabulous job. He and his coaches will have this team going well in the future.
Joe, I thought it was really cool. I had a show immediately after Alex Ovechkin broke the record. And I played your call of the first goal of his career, and then playing your call of him breaking the record. How cool has it been to be along for that entire ride, and also so cool for the NHL to allow you to be on the call and have you there? Because it was only right to play your call of that game, that record-breaking goal. How cool has it been, that ride with Ovi?
Guys, it's the treat of a professional lifetime. You know, I've been involved in professional hockey since 1989. I got my first NHL break at age 28. To see what this guy has done in the last 21 years has been extraordinary. And to be in some way a part of the soundtrack of what he has done, it's an honor for the rest of my career and my lifetime. For him to do what he did last year, you can't help but be emotional about it.
Sure.
Obviously, with what Locker was going through, It's not all about Joe Beninati. Please, Toby, understand that it's about Monumental Sports Network. We have photographers and graphics personnel and producers and directors and cameramen, et cetera, et cetera. We have people who've been connected to Alex for all of his career. And it would have been very difficult, I think, for us to not have had at least some live part of that record-breaking accomplishment. And we all felt that way. Thankfully, Caps management believed in that. Monumental Sports Network believed in that. Ownership, the fans had an incredible outpouring of support for us. We would love to have Monumental on that call. And it just turned out that the hockey gods, I thought they were going to do it all the way in that Chicago home game where Alex gets the two to tie. I thought that was going to be the perfect hat trick.
When he had their late breakaway,
oh, my God, it was right there.
That place was electric, too.
But thankfully, you know, the organization, Lou Strudler, who's so involved with schedule making, ownership went to bat for us. The league thankfully gave us the accommodation. Thanks to TNT, thanks to ESPN for allowing us to have that side-by-side nature to it. We had made plans to do it in an archival fashion.
Yeah.
It would have been in long time ago, Toby, we would have called it live to tape. You know, there was that possibility there for us, but thankfully we didn't need that. Alex cooperates. Alex gets it done when Locker's back off the injured list, so to speak. Everything turned out right. To me, for 50th anniversary season, it almost had a storybook kind of feel to it. It would have been a fairy tale had they won the Stanley Cup, but they did extremely well.
I totally agree with you. You know, I got to be up in New York for NBC4 to cover that game, and it was a really special time, being there against the Blackhawks and then being there the next game. We are talking with our friend Joe Beninati, joining us here at Norbeck Country Club for the Locker Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. Now, Joe B., I got to ask you a personal question. You are an accomplished sommelier. You know your way around some wine.
Yes.
How do you feel about a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull?
So here's the deal. It took me 40 years of my life to get an appreciation for wine. Had no interest in it when I was younger. It's one of the great laments of my life that my dad was a wine drinker, and I never liked wine enough to drink it with my father.
Mm.
One of the great laments is he's not here with us nowadays when I love wine, and I would just wonder, after he would get through socking me in the jaw for telling him some of the prices that I paid for these bottles, would he have genuinely liked them? This is a long-winded way of saying, I have no interest yet, still to this day, vodka, bourbon, scotch.
Really? Gin. Any of it?
I don't like any of the hard liquors yet. Maybe when I'm 80, that'll come around. But I'll gladly support Scotty's for what they do with you guys.
Yeah, we love Scotty's. It goes well with Red Bull. It goes well with soda. It goes well with lots of things. Not that we really needed more evidence that Brian Mitchell's nuts, but he's currently riding a bicycle to Dewey Beach.
I heard this.
I've played golf with him twice in the past week. Both days have been very warm, very humid. You know that B. Mitch is now just drinking red wine out of a plastic cup on the golf course?
Now, you guys said he's sort of wired, built differently.
He's different.
He's now drinking red wine out of a solo cup on the golf course.
And it's 92 degrees and humid.
I genuinely love wine now. I really love pairing food with wine. That's really what's made it have a great impact upon me. And more than anything, it's become friendship and family and love. I don't drink it by myself. I drink it with you guys. But there's no way that I'm going to sit there and say that that's my refreshing beverage of choice on a golf course.
Right.
Like, I'm not a huge beer guy, but the first beer on the golf course or off the golf course is absolutely amazing.
That one hits.
You're not going to serve red wine that cold to refresh you. No.
I'll let you take it up. I'll let you take it up with him.
Oh, but my God.
It was something.
Really?
It's so hot. And it just, like, one thing if it was, you know, a Chardonnay and put some ice in there.
Yes.
This is just Merlot.
You see, the thing is, with all these white wines now, and I'm buying more white Burgundy than I ever did, I like them genuinely when they come closer to room temperature. I think we serve white wine a little bit too cold, in my mind, here. But still, that's more refreshing than a red wine out of a bottle, out of a solo cup on a 92-degree day. I can't go with you on that one. I can't.
Yeah, he's a different guy. I don't know exactly how you're going with that. Joe, going forward for the Capitals, we were talking about this with Locker a little bit, with some of the young guys really taking a step forward this year. How do you make sure you keep those guys at that level, like a Protas, a McMichael, even a Chychrun coming over and playing really, really well? How do you keep some of those young guys so that they're taking steps forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, Toby, and I do genuinely, having gotten to know those guys, they burn. Professional athletes such as the guys you were mentioning burn to get better, burn to improve. And, yes, was Alexei Protas a surprise low 30-goal scorer? Without a doubt. I think he was perhaps the most improved player in all the NHL. I think he'll want to prove to people that that wasn't just some figment of people's imagination, that he does deserve to be in that goal-scoring department and that he's someone you can depend upon. Jacob Chychrun, to me, is a player who has the offensive capabilities to be in every Norris Trophy kind of discussion. Is he Cale Makar in Colorado? No, but he's not far off from that. And he had a couple of instances during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and especially one game in particular, it might have been the final game of the Carolina series, where he took over the second period like few people can. I know he got paid handsomely. I don't think he's just going to sit there back on his wallet and go, okay, I'm good. Connor McMichael has a very interesting future ahead. Is it as a left-wing scorer, or is it as a dependable two-way third-line center? You know, I heard Locker talking about how Florida is built down the middle, how all the great Stanley Cup champions are built down the middle. That was true for Washington in 2018, when you could start your center dimension with Kuznetsov, Backstrom, when Barkov and Bennett and Lundell are 1, 2, and 3 in Florida. You understand why they're as good as they are. Does McMichael drop into that slot and allow you to go Pierre-Luc Dubois, Strome, McMichael, Dowd for another couple of more years? That's awfully good down the middle. That's a good place to start. Those three guys, plus what we have, I think, what the Caps have in the pipeline, the future's going to be bright here. Yeah, there's going to be a time where number 8 isn't scoring 40-plus goals, and I don't want to see that happen, but that time is coming. It's coming soon. But I really do think they have a future that's bright afterwards.
That voice you hear, you already know it, because it's Joe B., voice of the Capitals, kind enough to join us here at Norbeck Country Club in honor of the Lachlan Family Foundation golf tournament. You mentioned Chychrun there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into it or not, but Paul Bissonnette, I have found to be delightful. He's crazy, but I love it. He's made me a bigger hockey fan, honestly.
That's a wonderful thing.
And he was on a podcast I was listening to, and he brought up Chychrun's diet, his eating habits.
Yeah.
He seems to be an interesting fella. Does he eat steak every day?
He's an extremely interesting fella. There are, and again, I can't get too much into depth
sure.
in it, because I haven't fully discussed it with him. I've heard the stories, and I've seen some things, and I've listened to him speak with Katie Florio on the Caps radio network about the way he and his wife approach their food. And a lot of it, if I'm not mistaken, is specifically like farm to table.
Yeah.
And
it seems like it might be like farm to hand.
Yes. But it's difficult when we go on the road. So there's some exceptions there,
sure.
obviously, when the team's on the road. But he takes it very seriously. And if you've ever seen the guy in person, fellas, we are talking about Doc Walker would call him a specimen. This is a physical specimen. So however he's eating, however he's training, follow him, because that's a body beautiful right there.
Yeah. He and I, there's a lot of similarities there, I would say. Locker earlier pronounced that he's rooting for the Pacers in Game 7.
I heard that.
Which I was not expecting. Or do you have a lean? Thunder Pacers Game 7.
First of all, I can't believe, I thought this was supposed to be over in like, the series is going to be over in 3.
Everybody's, yeah, right, the
I
way
mean,
people were talking about
no,
it.
No, there's no chance that Indiana can hang with OKC. OKC wins Game 7, but cheers to the Pacers for keeping it close and obviously becoming a fan of Craig Lachlan.
How about Locker being a Pacer fan?
Craziness. I'm a fan of the Lachlan Family Foundation. JP, you realize what they've done now since 2018. All of a sudden, there are young men and women who are studying at incredible colleges and universities for future cures to cancer, and they're doing so on Lachlan Family Foundation grants. J.P. Finley is studying at Johns Hopkins on a Lachlan Family Foundation grant.
Awesome.
Congratulations to the Lachlans and to everybody here and to everybody who has supported Craig and the foundation. Linda can't be strong enough in my eyes, and they've done amazing work, and they're doing so again today.
Well said, Joe. Thank you for the time. Go low today, man. I see it. I see it in your eyes.
I'm working on it.
All right. The great, the legendary Joe Beninati joining us from Norbeck Country Club at the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. When we come back, there's a whole bunch of serious college basketball coaches in the DMV. I'll explain. Nobody go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. We are live out at Norbeck Country Club. Smoking Al Kogan's taking pictures with his fans. Smoke's going to join us in about an hour. Right now, though, I mean, all of the Washington Capitals fame is here at Norbeck, but there's a whole lot of fame over at DeMatha. Helping us understand what's going on is our good friend, Mr. Mark Stern, the official high school hoops deacon of the B. Mitch and Finley program. What up, Stern? How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you? How are we doing?
Tell everybody about the event going on at DeMatha right now and then some of the heavy hitters involved.
Yes. So we have an NCAA live period going on at both DeMatha and Elizabeth Seton, which is their sister school about 10 minutes away. There are two of these this weekend and next weekend. And we've got college coaches from around the country who are in the building watching our 46 teams compete this weekend. So it's going to be a show. There are tons of people that you are familiar with who are here. Former Maryland Terrapin Anthony Callen is walking past me right now and just waved. But there are, it's a star-studded, tons of people, tons of college coaches. I mean, we had a line of 50 college coaches out the door about 30 minutes ago. The line's down to about 10 right now. Jimmy Patos is texting me right now trying to get the scoop. So it's there's a lot going on, over here. We urge everyone to come down if they want to see some really, really good high school hoops.
Who are some of the names that we need to be familiar with?
Oh, man. There will be 500-plus scholarships offered, Division I scholarships offered this weekend.
Really?
Yes. This is like the time where stuff goes down, basically. McNamara has a couple big-time prospects. Caden Samuels, Prince Alexander Moody. DeMatha's backcourt has tons of D1 offers. I mean, we have 47 teams here. I would say 43 of them have future Division I players. So this is like, I have six teams from Florida coming up here, seven teams from North Carolina, probably four teams from Pennsylvania. Just to name a couple guys would do a lot of people disservice, but Bullis has a kid, a sophomore, Xavier Skipworth. Clinton Grace, Jalen Lyons has tons of Power 5 coaches here to watch him. Team from Florida, DME Academy and Academy of Central Florida are loaded across the board with D1s. It's a spectacle, and we just got started, and we're in the gym for like 14 hours a day for the next 3 days, and then all of next weekend again.
We're talking with our friend Mark Stern here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. If you want to follow Mark, you can follow at Capital Hoops, at DMV Hoops Live is the event going on right now. Who are the coaches that are there? I want to know if you made John Shire wait outside in a line of 50 people.
He's not here yet. He's been here every year in the past. I would assume he will. I'm trying to think of head coaches in the building. Delaware.
Is Buzz Williams there? Or are representatives from Maryland there?
I have not seen him, but the other thing is we have three courts going on simultaneously, and I'm at the main court. So there are definitely coaches on the other two courts right now that I just haven't seen yet.
Gotcha.
Buzz Williams will 1,000% be here. I mean, unless he's got something crazy going on, I would be absolutely shocked if he's not here. Georgetown will be here. Louisville just won 95 seconds ago. Virginia Tech is here, a few deep. Old Dominion, my guy Mike Jones, who used to coach at DeMatha, is here. I mean, there's 80 guys inside that I could rattle off. But I feel like the only like really high profile name that I've never seen at DMV Live since 2019 when we started this event is Calipari. Never seen him here. But the other thing to remember is there's, I don't know, 55 of these events, maybe 70 somewhere in there, going on simultaneously across the country.
Wow.
I would say ours is probably the most popular of all the ones in the country, if not number one, or, you know, top two or three for sure. And I'd say we probably have more college coaches than any other event in the country. But, you know, they're spread out across the country, so we can't get everyone. And obviously the West Coast guys are just going to be more out west, you know, the SEC guys are going to be more down south, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, but how cool is it to, you know, having this tournament, even though, like you said, there's stuff going on around the country, but this one obviously so popular because of so much talent here in the DMV. How cool is it to get this kind of event together, see the quality of basketball and guys going all around the country playing college hoops?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So I mentioned a minute ago, in 2019, the NCAA kind of started this event. It used to be only AAU stuff during the summer, and they took two weekends away from AAU operators and gave them to what are now called scholastic operators. And it's been amazing. You know, I'm more of a high school guy than an AAU guy, and it's been amazing for us to kind of give a platform to high school teams in the summer instead of these, like, all-star AAU teams, so to speak. And the college coaches really like an opportunity to see these kids in two different settings. On the AAU, it might be, you know, all-stars, whereas a kid who might be the 12th man on an AAU team might be the second-best player on their high school team, and they get to see him take 14 shots, and they get to see him play 27 minutes, and it's like a much different dynamic, and, you know, I think it serves everybody very well.
Talking with our friend Mark Stern here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Dude, I'm curious about this, because obviously Pitino has brought St. John's all the way back, right? And Pitino has come out and said, I'm not recruiting high school kids. I'm only going to do the transfer portal.
that's how I'm going to build teams. How has high school recruiting been impacted by the portal?
Phenomenal question. Maybe the best question you've ever asked me in all of our interviews.
I've known you for 30 years. That's the best question I've ever asked you?
In an interview.
Okay, fair.
So this is how it is. Some college coaches might not come. I'd say that's a small amount. Most college coaches, even if they are not interviewing, I mean, even if they are not recruiting high school kids, they need to know what these kids are about, and they need to be at their radar. So 2 years from now, when things don't work out at University of Maryland, they can go to this school. Or if things are going really well at American University, this school has them on their radar, has a relationship, has seen them before, has met their parents, and say they saw them play at DMV Live, et cetera, and they're familiar with them, so to speak. So it's not like direct recruiting, so to speak, but like all these college coaches want these guys to be on their radar. So a year or two or three down the line, there's some rapport there. And then, you know, the other thing is a lot of these college coaches aren't going to be at the colleges they're at 1 or 2 or 3 years from now. So you could be at, you could be at UMBC right now, and you really want to have a good grasp on these high majors, because 3 years from now, when they're juniors and they're in the portal and they're going up, and this guy's now coaching at Georgetown or whatever, like, he was able to see him and he knows his game and he has some kind of chemistry or dynamic with him. So it's definitely a different landscape for sure. But I would say 90% of college coaches are out. It was 100%, 5 years ago. I would say 90 to 95% are still out, but just the way they're looking at things might be a little bit different.
Well, on the other side, have you felt, so we had Kim Ward come through from Largo come through. We were talking to him, a month ago or so, and we were talking to him about going to Michigan State. And have you noticed anything different from the kids' side of, hey, I would love to go to this school, but they're just going to bring in 5-6 transfers and I'm not going to get playing time. I want to go somewhere where I can play and I feel that loyalty. Have you seen a change in how kids go into these schools feel about where they're going versus before, when, you know, maybe you can stick around 2 to 3 years and get some playing time?
For sure. I mean, this is all the kids have. The college coaches have lots of options, right? Like, they can recruit at many different levels. All the high school kids do is come out here and play and do their best and hope something pans out. So for them, I don't think their attitude changes. They don't have like an alternate route to go. So this is their stage. This is what the NCAA has given them. This is the event that we've put on, and they don't have other options. So they're coming out here and doing the best they can and hoping that schools at some level offer them scholarships. It's probably less now than it was 5 years ago, but that they don't really have like a secondary option, if that answers your questions.
So as this gets going, and these kids, are there high school coaches coaching them?
Yes. Yeah. It's mandatory. Like summer leagues, it's not mandatory, but this is an NCAA certified high school event. So you have to be a high school. You have to be enrolled at the high school. The high school coach has to coach. It's like, it's definitely like some rules that are fairly stringent.
I mean, the list of how stupid the NCAA is miles long, but how stupid is it that the NCAA for all this time would embrace AAU and not high schools? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways. Different people have different perspectives. I mean, I'm happy that we're allowed to do this now. But, I mean, AAU serves a big purpose. I will tell you that. And there are college coaches flooded at these AAU events. For the high major colleges, they can go into one AAU event, like the Nike Circuit, as an example, and every single kid in that event is a high major. They come here, there might be two high majors on one team, three high majors on one team, one high major on one team. You go there, like 92% of the athletes playing are Division I players. So, it's just a little bit different.
That is really different. I'm going to switch gears on you, and I don't know if you're at all prepared for this. How do you – the Wizards get the sixth pick. I mean, I know
prepared.
How much
– Not prepared.
I just didn't know. I weirdly want them to take one of the two Duke kids, Malawach or Knipple. You got any file on either of those fellas?
No. I saw Knipple play live a few times this year. I mean, really good shooter. I got nothing for you, man. Nothing for you. Give me a couple. Well, when's the draft? When's the draft?
This coming week.
Oh man, I'm out. I'm out.
You're too busy. You're too busy making college basketball coaches stand on the sidewalk in Hyattsville. Just open the door for these guys. Can't just let these guys in. all right, Mark. Thank you. Enjoy the. Does BCC get a team in this?
So this is public schools aren't allowed in our event. There's two different types of event. BCC is eligible for a different event, but you know they're probably there's like a Montgomery County public school event that I'm guessing that they're playing in, but they probably won't have any Division I college coaches there, I would guess.
Sounds like more dumb bureaucracy from the NCAA. Thank you for your time, bro. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys as always.
All right, that's our boy Mark Stern, runs Capital Hoops. I am a DMV hoops nerd. I love the quality of high school basketball in this area, just the absolute studs that continue to emerge from the DMV. I follow Capital Hoops on Instagram, and the highlights they post of the game these kids have is
incredible.
It's just incredible. It's a great Instagram follow. If you're not following them on Instagram, you should. I mean, just the shooting ability of these kids, the ball handling – I mean, it's nuts. I want to have – I saw something that's really stupid, a quarterback ranking that's just really stupid, and I'm not going to give credit to the person that's clearly just trying to get engagement.
I saw
but
that.
But I am going to disprove this theory. Nobody go anywhere. Ben Stadick joins us at 1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live out at Norbeck Country Club for the Craig Laughlin Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. John Walton's here. I'm getting chirped, by the way, by people walking by. Unnamed people. We will not name them. But
I mean, as you should.
Why?
I'd be chirping, too.
So I got chirped for wearing a T-shirt, but I'm not playing golf. I'm wearing flip-flops.
I'm hanging out. I'm a vibes guy today. And the shirt I'm wearing is a if you know, you know. This is, I'm guessing, Dan, you know this shirt. Yeah.
It's got a great color to it. It's nice salmon, yeah. Red.
This is like a top 10 course in the world. So I think to the chirper, I'm doing okay. Now, it wasn't the chirping that got me fired up. I'm like Bane, right? Like I was brought up in the content game. Mm. I can handle myself in the content game. But there is an incredibly stupid list of quarterbacks going around that has people – that has Commanders fans rightfully pissed off. Listen, man, the top four quarterbacks in the NFL have separated themselves. Like, we don't – you can argue about the ranking, but Lamar, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, they're in a separate category. They've mm-hmm. earned that. In no way is that debatable to me. Do you agree with that, Toby?
Yeah, and put them in whatever order, even though, like, I saw Chris Sims have Mahomes down at four. I wouldn't have him there, but at least he understands that that's the top four, and you kind of leave that alone, regardless of how you have him ranked.
And we're not going to name names because I don't want to provide the engagement that this person so clearly seeks. But to have a top 10 list of quarterbacks in the NFL that does not include Jaden Daniels, that does include Dak Prescott, Geno Smith, like, it's just such obvious content bait and engagement farming that, like, I encourage everybody not to get pissed about it, but at the same time, I just got pissed about it, so I'm defeating my own purpose.
I mean, Geno above Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud, not to mention the fact that Jaden Daniels is not on this list, is just ridiculous. I mean, the argument you're having about Jaden Daniels isn't if he's top 10, it's if he's top 5, and he's not even on your top 10 list. What the heck are you doing? I mean, it's clearly, like you said, part of the content game. It'll drive up. I mean, I retweeted it and said somebody seems to be missing, so it got me with it. Like, I don't understand how you can watch. And even if you want to say he's got to repeat it, well, he took the team to the NFC Championship. It's not as if he had a great season and they won 7 games. They won 12 games and went to an NFC Championship, and he got better seemingly as the year went on, even into the playoffs. I mean, what more do you want to see? I get that you need to see it more than once, but still, if you got a guy like a C.J. Stroud on this list, he took a step back in year two, and if Jaden even took a step back in year two, they probably could still win 10 games.
Like, at some point, I don't know that it's disingenuous. People, you could certainly be subjective in your analysis or just your viewing of watching football, but, like, I don't get how objectively you can land without Jaden as a top 10 guy. I don't know. I find it pretty silly. I was alerted to this. I don't follow this person. But Ben Standig, who's going to join us next, actually tweeted out or retweeted the list, and he said, has Jaden Daniels been abducted by aliens? So I was like, what is Standing talking about? And then I realized that this list didn't include Jaden, and I was just like, on what planet is this? Like, what are we doing here? So I feel like we've addressed that. Toby, do you feel like we've properly addressed this?
Yeah, I mean, it's just foolish. If anything, I have a hard time finding it. To me, he's top 5, but if you want to have an argument with people about 2 or 3 guys, sure, you can have an argument just of, you know, length of play versus pedigree of a guy's career. We can have that discussion, but at most, Jaden's like 8 for me, and that's at most. For me right now, he's 5, so how do you not even have him in your top 10, much less having Geno Smith on that list over him? Just stupid.
Geno's a good player, dude. Like, I'm not even trying to knock some of the guys that are included. It seems silly to think those dudes are better, honestly. All right, Ben Standing's going to join us in just a moment. I do have an update here. Now, we know what hockey people are like. Mm-hmm. Hockey people like fights. In Dallas and in Miami, they like well-rounded women sitting on the glass. They like, you know, grilled meats. And they like beer and cocktails and alcoholic drinks served in a can. So earlier today, Patrick Ellis, the GM of Norback Country Club, listed 600 drinks consumed by the 100 golfers out here today.
Big time over.
Well, here's one update I could give you. Per sources, Ethan Cadeau, Monumental Sports, is walking by with 3 cocktails. So we're at least at 603. Patrick has updated the over-under to 1,000 drinks, and I think that's a little more accurate. Now, to help us make sense of the tournament, my guy Dan Ryzik is here. Dan, you're the super out here?
Yes, sir, superintendent.
What is it with Norback employees whispering into microphones?
I didn't realize I was whispering. My bad.
You're a big man. Speak up.
All right. How are we doing today, guys?
How's the track playing?
Track is playing as well as it can right now. We got 4 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, so a little bit soft here and there, but we're making it as firm, as fast, as nasty and fun as possible.
I know you will, man. We got to get – so my guy Toby plays. He's got to get out here. What advice would you give Toby when he comes here?
Stay below the hole. You do not want to be above the hole and putting downhill.
That is always good advice. Now, Al Koken is going to speak here in a few minutes. I've played golf with Al. I've played golf with Joe B. I assume they're in separate groups. These are big-time celebrities, probably big-time auction items to play golf with Smoke and Joe B. Who do you have winning between those two foursomes?
Now, I've played with Smoking before. He hits it right where he wants it almost every time. So I take my money on Smoking Al for sure.
How hard is it for you when it gets this hot and then you get the rain to manage a golf course?
It gets pretty challenging. I mean, especially when the humidity spikes and the storms come rolling in. The guys did really well this week managing the lightning and the players out on the course.
Dude, did you guys have a lightning strike right there?
We did. Our assistant GM, Jarrell, actually saw the lightning strike in person, and the tree kind of exploded on us. Yep.
What hole is that?
Number one.
No way. Yep. Oh, is this one going out right here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then is like 10 over there, I guess?
So, yeah, 1 and 10 are right next to each other.
Okay.
We had the tree guys out this morning, and they cleaned it all up for us.
Wow. I'm going to tell you a secret that I've never told anyone. I think Lou Strudler has a tournament out here. I played in Lou's tournament. Now, it was a shotgun, so we didn't start on one. But when we got to one, I would say take the over on drinks consumed. And I hit the clubhouse off the tee.
That might be why the new fence is there.
Dude, it's a great cause today. Is it cool for you to get to work with the Laughlin Family Foundation?
Absolutely. I'm extremely honored to be here and put on a show for them. And I hope everybody here that's golfing today, and I hope the Laughlin family enjoys the type of product we're putting out.
And then – lastly, you told me your father played for the Skins.
Yeah, Dan Ryzik played back in the 70s, 70 to 74 with the Skins, and then Tampa Bay for 2 years, and then finished his career off with the Rams.
That's so cool. So are you a Skins fan, or who do you root for?
I'm a Skins guy, absolutely.
There you go. That's what we like to hear.
Is there any planet in which Jaden Daniels isn't a top 10 quarterback?
Not a planet I know of.
Yeah, like Pluto? Isn't Pluto not a planet anymore?
Not a planet anymore, so that might be one.
Thank you for the time. You got a great looking course. I know I'm buddies with a lot of members here. They love it. You guys do a hell of a job.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, when we come back, Ben Standig will join us, and we're going to ask him if there's a planet that exists that Jaden Daniels isn't the top 10 quarterback.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.